Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. James chapter 3, verses 3 to 5. We can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. And a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though the winds are strong. In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes great speeches, but a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. The tongue is incredibly powerful, for good or ill. I recall the story of the young man who shared some gossip about the local clergyman. Having heard about the rumours, the clergyman, with great gentleness and wisdom, took the young man to the top of the church tower. Once there, he handed the young man a feather pillow and asked him to rip it open. The feathers floated all over the village, and some of them, lifted by the air currents, headed off into the far distance. The clergyman invited the young man now to pop the feathers back into the pillow. The young man protested that that would be absolutely impossible, and the clergyman pointed out that that was exactly the same with the rumours that he'd been spreading. Once our words have been spoken, they have a life of their own. There is no way in which they can be taken back. This places an enormous responsibility on all of us, whatever our way of life, and a particularly awesome one upon those of us who are teachers. This chapter begins by James asserting that not many should presume to be teachers, because we will be judged more strictly than others. Harsh and badly chosen words can wound for years to come. I've met many people who believe that their confidence was stunted as a child by cruel words spoken by their parents or teachers or others. But the opposite is also gloriously true. Well-chosen words can bring life, encouragement and joy for years to come. I thank God for that line of amazing people who've gone out of their way to encourage me over the years. What a gift! Lord, forgive us that we have often chosen our words badly. Teach us to speak words today that will bring life, peace, and joy wherever they go. Amen. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbean. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.